An Astronaut's Perspective, the Counseling Center, and Cyber Eagles. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, it's the middle of April, and the Tennessee Tech campus would normally be buzzing with all kinds of events and activities. But with COVID-19 forcing classes to go online and people isolating themselves at home because of the pandemic, nothing is normal these days. One person who is trained for isolation and distancing from a normal life is Barry Wilmore, a Tennessee Tech alumna who is an astronaut and served on the space station. A retired captain in the United States Navy, Wilmore is also on the Tennessee Tech Board of Trustees. I had a chance to talk to Captain Wilmore earlier this week via Zoom from his current hometown of Houston, Texas. And joining us now is Captain Barry Wilmore, Tennessee Tech alumna, former Golden Eagle football player, member of Tech's Board of Trustees. Let's see what else. Just happens to be an astronaut, former commander of the International Space Station, retired from the U.S. Navy, but you said you flew this morning?
I flew. NASA, we fly T-38s for proficiency and spaceflight readiness training, and we haven't been flying for over a month, but I got put back on the active flying list. So this morning was my first flight since March 6th, I believe.
Wow. How'd that go?
Oh, well, great. Went out over the ocean and did a couple of rolls and just getting back in the swing of things. So step by step.
Now, where are you located these days?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, Johnson Space Center. That's where human spaceflight is centered. So that's where we're at.
So how has COVID-19 affected you and your family?
Well, we homeschool our daughters. So for my wife and my kids, it's not too much different for them. It's quite different for me because Johnson Space Center, all of NASA basically is teleworking, so I'm at home a fair amount, more than normal, which is great. It's been fantastic. We've done some things that we've never done before at the house, you know, just us. We had a theater night last week where my daughter printed out playbills, and we watched a video, a production on video. So it was kind of neat. We dressed up. It was, unique. It's good.
Sounds like it's not hurting you too bad then.
Not too bad. As you can see, I've grown some facial hair in the last couple of weeks, so I didn't realize it was going to be this white, but well.
Your quarantine beard.
Exactly, quarantine beard.
During this time of being quarantined, a lot of people are experiencing loneliness like they never have before. You've been in space. Was that something that you had to train for or had to deal with?
You do. It is isolation in space flight. Certainly, you're with some other people, but the people you're with are not people you chose to spend all of your time with, like your spouse and it's, you're kind of thrown together as a crew, and you do have to make it work. I thought about this coming into talking to you and the rest of the folks. On my first deployment on aircraft carriers, I flew A-7s and F-18s on deployment on aircraft carriers. And on my first deployment, everything was fine. And then I got turned around really quick because a desert storm happened. That was a few years ago. And so I got sent, basically I got back from sea, being gone for 6 months, and went almost back, almost directly for another 8 months. And so I spent a long time at sea over a short period of time. And there were times when I realized that, like my bunkmates, the guys that I, shared a room with, things they would do was bothering me.
Yeah.
And I would think, why is this bothering you? This should not bother you. This never bothers you. Why is it bugging you? And I think those type of things are absolutely normal. I mean, you get a change of pace. You're thrown into, different living circumstances that you're not accustomed to, and things that don't normally bother you will. And I think that as in our home, the last couple of weeks, we've experienced a little bit of that. I mean, we're just not used to being together like that all the time, but it's normal. And you realize it's normal. And that these type of things, these issues come up and these things happen and kind of sway your thoughts. And you just realize it's normal and you press through it. So that's kind of what we've talked about.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, nothing like this. I mean, obviously you go to space for long periods of time and isolation, you expect that. But you've always got one very, very special thing you can do in space. And that's go, put your nose against the window and watch the Earth go by, which is pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
So, it's the same view looking out my window, so I don't get as much enjoyment out of that at my house. But, this is far different, far different. Now, the good thing about it, I mean, we can still go out and go to the store and like I said, I flew this morning, so a little bit back to the norm, though there's fewer people at the place that, you know, do the maintenance guys and all that. And we're tapping elbows instead of, you know, shaking hands and doing those type of things, which I think we're all getting accustomed to now as well.
You know, when you were in school back in the 80s, obviously going online, having classes online was not even an option then. But now, you know, Tennessee Tech finishing up this semester online, some of the summer classes will be online. Just what are your thoughts on how, you know, higher education is having to deal with this, and particularly Tennessee Tech?
You know, I've read the president's blogs and other information coming from Tech, and it is so impressive how on such short notice our teachers, our instructors, our administrative folks, our IT folks come together and make all of this happen. I know it's not been without some pains here and there. That's inevitable. But by and large, to be able to transition so quickly and go to online instruction, which is all we can do, we have no other options. I mean, what an impressive interaction of all different of these various functions that I was just talking about, I just mentioned, to pull it all together and make it happen. It's quite impressive.
I know you're a football fan. You're a former Golden Eagle football player. Have you had a chance to talk to Coach Alexander? And are you hoping that they're going to play some football this year?
We have texted a few times back and forth, the coach. You know, he was telling me, yeah, they can't do anything. They're restricted from all, you know, everything right now. And you hear, I've listened to a little bit of sports talk radio, and the coach is talking about getting their players mentally ready, you know, the mental portion of the game, understanding the game, the concepts, the offenses and defensive schemes and all of that. And also getting them physically ready. We don't want to throw guys out there that aren't physically prepared to do what's required of the body on the gridiron. So, and I heard this morning some guys talking about delaying the season to the spring of next year, potentially. So, I mean, that'd be far different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, football's supposed to be played in the fall.
Exactly. I mean, the trees start changing and you're at the stadium. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so it would be definitely different. But I think, you know, when things like this happen, you got to – that proverbial think outside the box to see how you make things come together and work. So it'll be interesting, definitely that. Now, not to have football starting out early September, late August, ooh, that'll be different, won't it?
Yeah, that would be very different. Yeah. So what are your plans for the future?
My personal plans for the future? You know, I am enjoying being at home more with the family. My kids are 12 and 15 and unique ages. Well, they all are unique ages, but to be able to spend time and do some unique things, like I said, you know, we had a little theater night the other night. We got other things planned, so it's been great. So that's something that, you know, we look forward to. Future professionally, you know, I'm still training for space flight. There's still an option for me to fly in space on the Boeing Starliner vehicle.
Wow.
That could be next year. It could be a couple of years away. It depends on things because I'm training as the backup. There's two crews assigned, and I back up every position on both of those crews. So anybody goes down, I go in. So being ready for that. We actually just finished some training just a little bit ago. Online training again, like everybody else is doing. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Captain Barry Wilmore, member of Tennessee Tech's Board of Trustees, astronaut, all-around great guy. Thanks for talking with us.
That's been a pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Back to Tennessee Tech today. The Tennessee Tech Counseling Center offers brief, short-term, solution-focused therapeutic interventions for Tennessee Tech University students. The staff of the Counseling Center is available to assist students with their personal and social concerns in hopes of helping them achieve satisfying educational and life experiences. Even with no one on campus, the Counseling Center is still working with students to address some of the issues created by COVID-19. Christina Mick is the Assistant Director of the Tech Counseling Center, and she joins us on Tennessee Tech Today. Now, Christina, how long have you been here?
I have been here since December 1st, 2011, as assistant director in that capacity. But I tell everybody I grew up at Tech. I have three college degrees from Tech. So I was born, my dad's retired from Tech. I'm born and raised a Golden Eagle.
In your time at Tech, have you ever seen two things like the tornado and the coronavirus affect a community like this?
No. I was a junior in 1993 during the blizzard of 93. And if I remember correctly, we were on spring break during that time. And so we didn't miss on any classes. Although it was an extraordinary event, it really didn't impact my education. So with the tornado happening and then almost immediately evolving behind that, or before the tornado, was this COVID-19 pandemic that's unprecedented for all of us, that's really making an impact on the students' education and their social lives and the way we all communicate. So no, I've never seen anything like this.
So what has the Counseling Center been going through?
So the last 3 weeks, we've seen this coming. We've been researching what other universities are doing, other campuses are doing, other student affairs departments are doing, and we have been preparing ourselves for this even before President Olden announced that the spring break would be extended. So we all have iPads. We all have access to the Zoom business account. We have applied for or in process of getting what's known as the HIPAA compliant Zoom so we can have a secure connection with students. We've been getting laptops so that we can telecommute, and we're in the process of transitioning to telecommuting as we need to. When we need to be here, we can be here, but when we can telecommute, we will telecommute. And we have prepared statements for our Facebook page on how things will be handled. We have prepared a frequently asked questions page that's on our social media and on the website for anybody to go look at for specific questions and answers. And we've also put out tips on dealing with anxiety. As I mentioned, this is unprecedented, so I'm sure all of us are in this together, have experienced some sort of rise in anxiety and stress for changes that are being made. So we are constantly updating our information, constantly trying to figure out what's going to work and not work, and supporting our students.
What are some of the issues the students have been dealing with?
So going back to being prepared, I have been doing research since December, January on the impact of this on mental health, mental well-being, and I'm seeing some things consistent that I'm sure are impacting our students as well. And one of those is connection. As human beings, we have to have a connection to thrive and to survive, and so that lack of human connection has put a little bit of stress on everybody. So what I would say is connect, but connect with social distancing in mind, using platforms like Zoom, I think Instagram and social media, you can go live. You can do things to stay connected with others, and so utilize those things and learn about new ways to connect with people and bring back some old ways. I'm thinking about myself getting out a pen and paper and writing some letters and mailing them to people and try to get that sense of connection maintained. The other thing is structure. The structure, the routine of campus for students, for all of us, has been interrupted and changed. So it's really important to keep a routine in mind. I spoke with a student last week and I suggested, come up with a quarantine routine. And the student said, a quarantine routine? I said, call it whatever you want to call it. It doesn't have to be tight, but have some sort of routine in place that's normal for you. You study this time, you exercise during this time, you eat your meals during this time. Keep that structure in place to help you keep a sense of normal in your life. The other thing I've seen is this lack of control that we're all kind of feeling a little bit. And what I've told students is, and others is, we can't control the pandemic or we would end it. There's a lot of things that we can't control. The thing you need to focus on right now are the things you can control. So you can control your personal hygiene. You can control the recommendations that the CDC's made. You can control if you want to go outside for 5 minutes and come back in. You can control when you study. You can control when you've, you know, working on products, projects, excuse me. Focus on the things that you can control. And then the other thing that I find is really important, that was also very important during the tornado, is set limits on what you see on TV, what you see on the internet, the conversations that you have, because if you sit and watch 24/7 what is being flashed at you, your mind will take a negative spin and you may spiral into a low mood, a sense of depression or anxiety. So, you know, make a limit that's a good boundary for you. So, for example, I know at 4 o'clock every day, I plug in to see the county update. And that's part of my new routine and new structure that tries to keep things like a new normal around here. But I limit how much I see, how much my family sees, and I think the students need to limit how much they're watching so we can keep the mood pretty maintained and pretty even.
Now, what does a student have to do in order to make an appointment with a counselor?
Okay, so that's a two-part answer.
Okay.
So if the student wants to make an appointment to talk to a counselor, they can go to the Eagle Wellness Portal, and you can find that on the Counseling Center website, or you can go to myhealth.tntech.edu, log in, you can web book with one of the counselors, and then what you need to do is go back on the portal and fill out the telehealth consent form. We cannot see you unless we have consent to see you via telehealth consent. We have to have that consent. About 5 minutes before your appointment time, make sure that you're in a secure private place. Make sure you have an access to a device with the Zoom on that device. The counselor will send an email invite to you about 5 minutes before your appointment. And all you have to do is click on that email. There will be a meeting ID number. You put that in and you are good to go. Now, when the counselor greets you, we will ask to see your student ID. So we'll ask to flash the student ID. We will confirm that you filled out the consent. We will confirm that you're in a secure private place. We will remind you that we're not on the secure line yet. So this is a check-in time, but when we get the HIPAA compliant Zoom, we can get into deeper issues. And then we will chat, and then we will schedule the next appointment. It's important for students to know that because our licensed counselors are licensed in the state of Tennessee, we can't practice across state lines, but we will certainly help you connect with a counselor in another state if that happens to be your situation. So it's super easy. Now, if you're a student who feels like they're in crisis, you can come directly up here, and there's instructions on the door what to do, and we will speak to you and try to attend to your needs here. If you're not able to get here, there's a crisis form on the portal. You click that, click on the web booking, make a crisis appointment, and we'll get you that way. You can call and say, hey, I need to talk to somebody right now. You can do it that way. If you feel like it can't wait just for a phone call, go to the local emergency room, or you can call the hotline, or you can go to Volunteer Behavioral Health. So we just want to make sure everybody is supported during this time.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Just remember, we're all in this together. We're working out the new normal together. And if you need to talk, we're here. If you don't need to talk and you need anything else, we're here to support our students.
Christina Mick, the Assistant Director for Tech's Counseling Center, thanks for being with us on Tennessee Tech Today. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Eric Brown, the Assistant Director for Tech's Cybersecurity Education Research and Outreach Center, right after this.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. We're continuing last week's conversation with Eric Brown, the Assistant Director for Tech Cybersecurity Education Research and Outreach Center, who has some good news about some of the Cyber Eagles.
So here's the amazing thing, and I love bragging about our kids. You know, I've said multiple times when me and you have had the opportunity to talk that our students are the lifeblood of CROC. Our center lives and dies by our students, and we've got some incredible incredible minds that's in that group, you know, which is a function of their hard work, you know, a really awesome computer science discipline at Tennessee Tech, and that cybersecurity concentration and the folks that dedicate their time to that. So, you know, a lot of good things happening in that space. Most recently, this is a fall spring seasonal event. They have a fall league and a spring league. Mm-hmm. The National Cyber League has an annual season, or a biannual, whichever that is, fall spring. I'll get him in. I can't get it right.
Two of them a year.
There we go. See, I get that hard stuff. It messes me up every time. They have these CTF, or capture the flag style competitions, and it looks at a variety of skill sets in different focus areas, and it opens up at different levels. So there's collegiate levels, there's high school levels. A lot of folks can participate. This year, the count, as best we can tell, there were roughly 5,351 participants in this competition. Wow. For the spring season. And, you know, those numbers keep going up. Cybersecurity is getting more popular. And sure, you also have to understand, in this particular case, you had a lot of people that were already at the house when this was being offered.
Yeah.
So they may have benefited from the social distancing as well. But what's particularly amazing out of this, and out of our group, we had four students. Now, remember that number I gave you, 5,351. We had four different students that placed in the top 100.
Wow.
Which is absolutely incredible. All of these particular students are part of our CyberCorps SFS program. So they are, you know, among our elite students that have a federal scholarship that is taking care of their last 3 years. They're going to leave us with a master's degree and go to become defenders of our national infrastructure.
Yeah.
So we're incredibly proud of them for their accomplishments already. But out of that, we had Susan Jezerwoski that ended up at 90th position. Alex Marty placed 58th. And then the two that we're really bragging about as well, Austin Brown placed 9th.
Great.
Overall.
Yeah.
And then to cap all that off, Andy Brown, who is scary how smart this kid is, placed 3rd in the nation.
Wow, out of 5,351 participants, that is awesome.
3rd in the nation. He got, so there's like 3,000 points available. He scored 2,905 in terms of points, had an accuracy rate of 88.44%. It was just an incredible run. And, you know, and this is just a small sampling of what these kids accomplish. Mm-hmm. Through multiple competitions, through their schoolwork they're doing and other projects they're working on. And it's, you know, it's a testament to the program that they're a part of and their schoolwork they're doing. It's a testament to the efforts they're putting into it. And, you know, one of the things this group does so well, you mentioned Cyber Eagles earlier as a student organization.
Right.
We have special or cyber interest groups that organize around particular topics, including defensive security, offensive security, and capture the flag competitions. Mm-hmm. You know, and many of these folks are a member of that capture the flag special interest group.
Right.
So, I mean, they have just done an incredible job. And, you know, it's we help each other. Our students do incredible things, which makes our center do good work. And then we've got incredible staff and faculty that really put it in there as far as the courses and the supports and everything else. So, you know, kudos to these kids. I say kids. You know,
I know what you mean. Most everybody knows.
My gray hair
yeah.
makes me call them kids. You know,
are there any more competitions coming up?
So for right now, things are kind of calming for just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some of the on-premise competitions that would have been taking place are kind of in a different scenario right now. We had one that is going to be migrating to kind of a virtual one down the road, kind of waiting for guidance on it. But you know, many of these competitions are virtual already, so it does make for a drastic change. The biggest thing for us as Tennessee Tech is this year we will again be a regional site for the collegiate penetration testing competition. So that's the big offensive security competition.
Okay.
That will actually be in October.
Great.
We're still working out details on that. And, you know, obviously we're quite hopeful that by that time,
right,
everything will have calmed down.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're meeting with them either weekly or biweekly at this point to talk about that. But that's going to be one of the big ones coming up for us in the fall, where we're actually a host and we'll have somewhere between 10 to 13 teams traveling to Tennessee Tech, you know, hopefully traveling to Tennessee Tech by that time, obviously, to compete just in the central region. So excited about that coming up. We've got other events. Let's just hope that out of all the trouble or maybe inconvenience we've had, that we come out on the other side of this a whole lot better folks, right, and a whole lot better people and a whole lot better at what we do.
Thanks, Eric. Well, that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.